Today we'll be beginning Simon Samach Vav. The title of the Simon is Be'ezem Akom Yachol Hasek Uve'ezem Akom Lo Yavsek. Places in Shema where you are allowed or are not allowed to pause. So the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph tells us Ben Aprakim Shoel B'Shlom Adam Nechbaru Meishiv Shalom L'Chol Adam. If you are in between paragraphs, you can greet someone honorable and you can respond to anyone who says hello. Uve'emtza Shoel B'Shlom Mishehu Yarei Mimenu could go in Aviv or Rabo or Mishehu Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma. If you're in the middle of a sentence or if you're in the middle of a word, so then you can greet someone who, for whom you have fear, whether it's a father, a rebbe, someone smarter than you, or certainly a king, or someone who you're intimidated by. And if it's an Adam Nichbad, if it's an honorable person, you can respond to them even in the middle of a pasuk, except for the pasuk of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, where you can't stop at all. Unless it's the kind of person where you're afraid for your life if you don't respond. So the Mishnah Berurah first gives a quick hakdama to the Siman. He says, Kol ma she'asur ledaber, afilu b'lashon ha'kodesh asur ledaber, v'afilu tevachas asur. In any situation where you're not allowed to speak during Shema, it doesn't help the situation by speaking in lashon ha'kodesh. It's just as bad, even one word. Bein ha'prakim davka b'sh The Mishnah Berurah points out that this halacha is assuming that you happen to bump into a person that is either honorable or someone that you fear. That's when these halachos apply, but one is not permitted to go out of their way to greet these type of people, even before you've davened, even if you're not in Shema, even if you're in Sukkot as Zimra, or you haven't davened yet, you're not allowed to greet them. Because it displays, it shows that you have more honor for those people than you do for Hashem. You can't even greet them in another language. So this is the halacha that I'm allowed to greet someone else. I'm going to greet anyone, is someone who I haven't seen in a long time, where if I don't greet them, it's going to lead to hatred. That if it's a kind of person who won't get offended by you not responding, then you're not allowed to respond even between paragraphs. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're never allowed to respond under any circumstances, even in between paragraphs, even to say Divrei Torah. Everyone agrees that although you're not really supposed to speak during Shema at any point, so even if I spoke at a point where I wasn't allowed to speak, but if the pause that I engendered was not long enough that I could have finished the entire Shema, then everyone agrees that I either go back to that pasuk or, according to some, to the word at which I paused, if it was the end of a topic. Adam nichbat sheroy lohakdim lo shalom kigon shehu zaken o tamen chacham mechinim hu asher sheroy lechabel lo machmas ashrof. A person is either older, he's a tamen chacham, or he's wealthy, where it's befitting, it's appropriate to honor him based on their status. Then you can go ahead and you can honor them. Lechol adam shehiktim lo shalom, that you have to go and you have to greet them. Umashba bechidush yarashba. So the Rashba makes it sound like you can even respond to someone where you know that you're going to have to respond again. You're going to have to answer in kind. That would still be permissible to do. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Aviv Rabo Rotzaloma Rabo Muvak Sheikr Torah So Himenu Afapishu Gadol BaTorah Ato Yosir Me Rabo." So we're talking about one's Rebbe Muvak, the person from whom you learn the majority of your Torah, the person that you view as your primary Rebbe. The Mishnah Berurah says, in that case, he says, even if, let's say, this other person is a bigger Talmud Chacham, or is a greater Talmud Chacham than your Rebbe, but your Rebbe Muvak, takes precedence for this halacha. There's a mitzvah to fear your parents, and the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that Mora Rabcha Kemora Shemayim, the fear of your Rebbe is like fear of heaven, and therefore there's also a mitzvah to fear your Rebbe, at least your Rebbe Muvak. if there are people of equal stature, right? Let's say, for example, the father and a Rebbe are on the same level, so then it's befitting, if the Rebbe is the same as the Gadol Hador, then it's befitting to show him honor as well. The person who's initiating the greeting is even greater, then you can't stop even to greet a Talmud Chacham. A regular Talmud Chacham who's more of a Talmud Chacham than you, so generally you just have to show him kavod, unless he's considered to be a muflug bedoro, he's like the greatest of the generation, then there's also a chiyuv of mora. The kol shekin melech afilu melech yisrael havi bichlam b'nei hayira dechsim sov tasim alecha melech shetehei imaso alecha. So even if this is a melech yisrael, there's an obligation to fear him, as the pasuk in Parashat Shoftim says, you have to appoint the king, you have to have a sense of ima, fear for him. O anas o malshin, or a person who's who's a mafia, a gangster, or someone who snitches on the government. Hapasuk yeshur mi deve emtsa hapasuk lo yasik im lo bimakom desolik in yana. The pasuk chozer achakach leschilas hapasuk. So some say that you're not allowed to pause in the middle of a pasuk unless you finish the topic, and if you did, then you have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Linyan ma'isik yeshamafsik lanos kadosh or kedusha kemoshi yisbar lekamei im iav shelo lemaher lesayim ha'inyan yachol lesok afilu beemtsa ha'inyan belismoch abal yisvar harishona shelo cholku bechach l'tzorach mitzvah rabba kazo belanos imatzibur veachakach yach. So if it comes to pausing for Kaddish or Kedusha, you can rely on those poskim who say that because it's such a significant mitzvah to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, that I'm allowed to stop even in the middle, and then I should just go back to the beginning of the pasuk. You cannot interrupt during Shema Baruch Shem, and certainly not in between the two, because you have to fuse them together to have a sense of Yichud Shemayim. If you're reading Shema after 3 hours, where it's only like you're reading from the Torah, where you're no longer Yotzer Yerchiv anyway, so then you could be mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha. It has a similar dinim to Shmona Esrei. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Beis tomorrow.